As I came in here, obviously, we had some folks who spoke out. And I would start by saying that I understand dissent. I've lived it. That's how I first testified in front of this country in 1971. And I spent 2 years protesting a policy. So I respect the right of Code Pink to protest and to use that right. But you know what? I also know something about Code Pink. Code Pink was started by a woman and women who were opposed to war, but who also thought that the government's job was to take care of people and to give them health care and education and good jobs. And if that's what you believe in, and I believe it is, then you ought to care about fighting ISIL. Because ISIL is killing and raping and mutilating women. And they believe women shouldn't have an education. They sell off girls to be sex slaves to jihadists. There is no negotiation with ISIL. There is nothing to negotiate. And they're not offering anyone health care of any kind. You know, they're not offering education of any kind. For a whole philosophy or idea or a cult, whatever you want to call it, that frankly comes out of the Stone Age. They're cold-blooded killers marauding across the Middle East, making a mockery of a peaceful religion. Code Pink and a lot of other people need to stop and think about how you stop them and deal with that. So,
invasion will not protect the homeland.
The invasion was ISIL into Iraq. The invasion is foreign fighters into Syria. That's the invasion.